North Lakes Endocrinology. This is Gamer.
Oh, Gamer, it's Darren Callahan. I think someone's left a message anyway. Just reminding me, I have an appointment on Monday. I won't be able to make the appointment with Kelly, isn't it, Carruthers? But I'm hoping I can reschedule for a time after Christmas break, if that's okay.
After Christmas? That should be okay. Yeah. Let me have a look for you. What was your date of birth?
1st of the 5th, 1978.
Okay. And do you mind holding while I just have a look for you?
Sure.
Great. Thank you. Darren?
I am, yeah.
Okay, thanks for waiting. So the first available that we have next year is the 10th of February, and I have 8:30 or 9:30.
Have a little look. It's a day. Yeah, that should be fine. You had 8:30 or?
9:30.
Why don't we do 9:30 after school drop-off?
9:30? All right.
Yeah,
so that's been
that would be great.
Okay, it's been rescheduled for you to Tuesday, the 10th of February at 9:30.
That's great. One other question before you go. I've been asked by the Department of Transport to provide a medical certificate for driving.
Yep.
Is that something Dr. Carruthers would normally assist with?
Yes. So if it is called for an endocrinologist to comment on it, then yes, you can.
Just as your doctor.
Your doctor. So your GP would generally fill those in. Some of our doctors will write up the information that the GP needs and send it back to your GP to complete it. So Kelly, it depends on the patient's case. But if you've gone to the GP and the GP has said, no, I want endocrinologist input, then you have to have endocrinologist input. Otherwise, your GP should be able to complete it.
Okay, cool. Well, I'll take it up with them. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
No worries. See you then.
Bye.
Bye-bye.